Good evening. Tonight is Thursday, August 21st. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I wanted to talk for a little bit today about a couple different kinds of quick releases that are really useful in different kinds of, well, bondage in general. Not necessarily just rope bondage, but any kind of hardware bondage where you're restraining someone in place. Sometimes you end up in a situation where you need to be able to release somebody in a quick manner, even when, the point of attachment is under load. And ideally, you want to be able to do it one-handed so that you can, support the person with the other hand, which is where the quick releases kind of come into play. Basically, with the quick releases, the idea is that, like, with a carabiner, even with a, locking carabiner, you still have to, you can open it with one hand, but you still have to lift the person up to lift whatever's in the carabiner up over the, up over the edge to get it out. With the quick release, you can just, either slide the collar up, pull the ring back, whatever, and the whole system releases. I have a couple of links up on the website to the two primary examples of these. The first one is a snap shackle, which essentially is a device that's mainly used in marine applications. I guess you can get it from any marine supply store. I guess the idea there is that they want to be able to release lines holding sails while they're under tension if they have to. And the good things about those is that they're, designed to handle very heavy loads and very dynamic loads. I mean, a sail is about the farthest thing from a static load that you can get, really. They tend to have very high working loads. Even the smaller ones tend to have working loads around, 1,400 pounds, give or take, which, depending on your, safety factor and whatnot is, most people would probably consider that to be fairly decent for, using as a primary point for suspension. You can get heavier ones that go all the way up to almost 4,000 pounds working load. And of course they have a breaking load of, almost twice that. The panic snaps, on the other hand, are the other main, kind that you tend to see more often, unfortunately. And a lot of that's just because of the price difference. The snap shackles can run anywhere from, $30 to, the main one that I use is, has a working load of around 3,000 pounds. I believe I picked it up, got a pretty good price on it for 40 something dollars at a, at an event. And you can pay up to, $120 for the really heavy ones with, working load ratings in like the 4,000 to 5,000 pound range. But that just gets to be a little bulky without a lot of benefit, in my opinion. The snap shackles, on the other hand, you can find them for $3 or $4 on the internet. Usually you see them for sale for around $6 to $8 at kink events and things like that, with a little bit of basically with a little bit of leather tax thrown in there. That's a pretty drastic difference in price. If something's going to cost 5 to 10 times as much, rightly so, want to ask what the main difference is. And really, it's just a matter of what it's designed for. The the panic snaps are essentially designed for horse restraints mainly, where you want to be able to hook a horse up to a system where if they're pulling on it and they're essentially, if you need to be able to release it to keep them from hurting themselves, you want to be able to do that in a quick and easy fashion even while the line is under load. Unfortunately, the average working load of the ones that I've seen for the panic snaps is around 140 pounds, which is anywhere from 10 to 20 times less, depending on what you're looking at. So it's a really huge difference. And, when you're working with something with 140 pound working load, that's really just not safe at all to suspend someone with. Essentially you're, if you have somebody that's sitting still and not moving at all and weighs less than 140 pounds, you're probably okay. You end up with any kind of, dynamic loading situation, and basically the system can fail pretty easily, in a painful fashion, quite frankly. And unfortunately, a lot of people, I think, don't realize the difference. They see, both pieces of hardware look like, solid pieces of metal. They look sturdy enough. They're certainly kind of generally advertised for similar purposes. And the more responsible vendors, obviously, in the, in the BDSM scene are going to inform people, they're going to try to warn people anyway, that the panic snaps are not really rated for suspension type work. But, you know, quite frankly, I've seen people selling them where they weren't telling anyone that, you know, where it wasn't sort of clearly made known. So I think it's really important for people to realize the distinction there. You know, one, and it's like that with a lot of equipment. Anytime you get into some of the, well, anything more dangerous, I mean, not just in the scene, but in life in general, you know, you're going to have cheap alternatives that people who are less informed are more likely to go for, and you're going to have more expensive alternatives that are just better all around, safer in pretty much every way. And, you know, it tends to be where, well, people that know what they're doing tend to go. This is a pretty clear example of that. Yeah, so if you see anyone using panic snaps for suspension work, hopefully you can let them know. If you're in kind of you know, public place-based dungeon, whatever, bring it to the attention of a dungeon monitor, because it's really just not safe. I mean, that's not even a reasonable risk kind of thing. That's like, you know, someone doing suspension with, you know, cotton rope. It's just a bad idea no matter who's doing it. Like, there's just no reason for it. So anyway, I hope, you know, that brief description, you know, along with the links are somewhat helpful. If you're interested in doing any kind of suspension out there, I would definitely recommend checking out the, you know, the snap shackles. I guess I should probably comment that, you know, there's definitely a school of thought that, you know, that basically says that quick releases in general aren't a good idea because that's one more thing that can go wrong. That's one more potential fail point in your system. And that's true. But I think when you look at, you know, with quality hardware, the likelihood of, you know, either hardware failure or accidental hardware activation, like something, you know, if you get a good snap shackle, it's very difficult to accidentally, and you have to intentionally pull the ring attached to the pin in the right direction with a, you know, significant amount of force, but enough that you can, you know, comfortably do it with one hand. And the likelihood of something getting snagged in there and pulling it in just the right direction is pretty slim. I mean, especially if you're paying any kind of actual, you know, attention to your hardware. So I think the safety, you know, the added safety of being able to take somebody and immediately release them from a system, I mean, you know, much more quickly, you know, even with, you know, safety shears and things like that. If you have somebody that's having an immediate problem, you know, assuming you're playing with someone that you can lift up with one arm, you know, which I tend to do, being a bigger guy, that's kind of an advantage for me. You know, in about 3 seconds, I can lift someone up, pull the pin on the snap shackle, and their body's no longer under load. The lines that are around them anyway, in the suspension are no longer under load. And, you know, it's probably alleviated whatever the immediate concern was. And at that point, you can set someone down. You can, you know, at that point, untie things, cut the rope, whatever you need to do, depending on, you know, the severity of the situation. But it makes it so that you know, you have an immediate action that you can take to you know, completely disconnect, you know, your whole, you know, bondage or whatever kind of rope setup you have from the suspension point, which, you know, hopefully you never have to do. But if you do, you're going to be happy you had that that piece. Also, it has a swivel in it, which is pretty convenient. Most of the snap shackles. Come with some kind of swivel in them, and it's really handy to have that in a line, particularly if you're doing, like on the portable suspension frame that I have with the steel cable on it, if you have someone directly hooked up, you know, to a suspension ring on the hook, you know, there's no, you know, there's no swiveling in the system, so that if, you know, if the person in the bondage is spinning around, they're going to be twisting the cable, you know, putting unnecessary stress basically on the steel cable or on even just the rope lines. And by having a swivel in the system, you can, you know, play around more. You can, you know, intentionally spin the person around, let them spin around, you know, without, you know, without putting any unnecessary load on your, you know, steel cable support lines, whatever you have on the upper part of your suspension setup, you know, between your, you know, your ring or your carabiners and your hardpoint. So having that swivel in there is definitely a positive thing, in my opinion, too. Kind of a added bonus there. Most of the panic snaps tend to be, you know, fixed rings, and the ones that do have swivels are going to be, well, are likely to have an even lower working load rating. So not a good idea. in general, I'm not a huge fan of them unless you're using them for something. Well, basically, you know, unless you're using them when it's not really under any kind of heavy load, you know, they're not safe. And if it's not under a heavy load, then why do you need a quick release? So, you know, it's kind of a catch 22 in my opinion. But, you know, they're still out there. People still buy them. I've seen people using them for things that they shouldn't be used for, quite frankly, and that's not a good thing. Anyway, hopefully this information has been a little bit helpful and informative. Anyway, that's about it for tonight. As always, I can be reached with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.